Family members and victims of September 11th are in federal court in New York today trying to hold airlines, security companies, and the owners of the World Trade Center responsible for what happened that day. Several family members blame the airlines for lax security and the Twin Towers for inadequate fireproofing and emergency exit plans. Attorneys for the airlines and others are asking that the cases be thrown out, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Like so many others, Monica Gabriel paid dearly on September 11th when she lost her husband, Rich, a 50-year-old insurance broker and father who worked on the 103rd floor of Tower 2. Now Gabriel says it's time for those responsible to pay. She's one of dozens suing the airlines, airports, and security companies for not doing more to stop the September 11th hijackers. She's also suing the World Trade Center for poor design and procedures that she says made it impossible for her husband to escape the burning towers.
There has been no one that has been demoted. There's been no one that has been fired for not doing their job or for any mistakes that were made. There has to be accountability. There have to be answers to the fact that my husband was murdered along with 3,000 other people.
But the defendants say the blame is misdirected. The airlines, for example, argue they could not have anticipated the harm to people on the ground and cannot be held liable for their deaths or injuries. Al Becker is a spokesman for American Airlines.
It really is an issue of individuals using the airplanes as weapons of mass destruction. I mean, in that sense, the airlines were victims here just as everybody else was. And the kind of liability that is involved here is simply beyond the industry's capability to handle.
Especially, he says, as the airline industry is fighting for its financial survival. Yale Law School professor Michael E. Levine, a former airline executive, agrees it makes no sense to pile on the airlines right now. Airlines and airports have all tightened security since September 11th, as they should, he said. But it would have been unreasonable to expect such strict security on the morning of the attacks.
It doesn't make sense to surround Phoenix, Arizona, and protect it from the possibility of a tidal wave from the Pacific Ocean. And we don't do that. In the same way, no one really imagined that anyone was going to commit suicide by airplane.
But families' lawyers argue the tragedy of September 11th wasn't so unimaginable at all. Everyone knew the World Trade Center was a target. It was struck before. And suicide was not a new terrorist tactic. Plaintiff's attorney Mark Mueller says it doesn't matter that airlines didn't anticipate the terrorists' exact plot. They did know it was important to keep bad guys from taking over a plane.
The whole security apparatus is designed to prevent exactly what happened on 9/11. Terrorists getting on an airplane with weapons that they can use to commandeer a plane and cause it to crash. And on 9/11, I don't think they were doing their job right.
Mueller says he has hundreds more clients who may also decide to take their claims to court, even though that means giving up their right to take any money from the government's Special Victims Compensation Fund. Many families complain the fund is shortchanging them, and relatively few have gone that route. City University of New York law professor Pam Falk says many families see even a long-shot lawsuit as a better option.
The fact that the victims are in court right now is a statement that people have finally hit the end of their rope in terms of waiting for the fund to become fair. And so these cases certainly are a referendum on the failure of the fund.
The federal judge hearing today's cases is also considering several suits challenging the compensation fund. If he decides not to change the way money is awarded, many more families may decide to sue the airlines, which is exactly what Congress had hoped the fund would prevent. Tovia Smith, NPR News.